Okay, good morning everybody. Welcome back to our Erev Shabbos Kodesh class learning. It's a Baruch Hashem, a pleasure to be back in Shir. And I thank the Shir sponsor very, very much for the Harbatat Torah that her and her family sponsor that emanates from this Shir and Be'ezrat Hashem, the Kiddush Hashem and Aliyah LeShabbos that we all have. So I also thank you for giving me the particular opportunity of preparing this Shir, because I haven't prepared or given shir since Tuesday evening due to family obligations. For me, that's a very long time. Wednesday and Thursday, all those days. So it was a real pleasure to Baruch Hashem sit down with my chumashim and sfarim and delve into the wisdom of Torah. There's a brand new shir, and it was a real azchus, and how apropos that my first shir back after a couple of days hiatus is on nothing other than Shabbos Kodesh. Furthermore, I was seeing that a Shabbos Nachamu, a greater Nechama, is there after the Churban and the mourning for Galus, Tzion, v'Yerushalayim, is a greater Nechama is there than the Nechama of Baruch Hashem, the gift of Shabbos Kodesh. Like the Baruch Hashem says to Amos Rabbeinu, Masecha Shabbos, Daf Yod, I have a wonderful present for the Bnei Yisrael, and her name is Shabbos. Go tell the people. So we are going to begin on the handout that I prepared for you. It is a real joy to prepare this year, Baruch Hashem. Let me just find it. Here we go. Okay, could you see it says Devarim 5:12 at the top of my screen? Yeah, okay, wonderful. So this week's parsha is parshas Va'aschanan. It is, like I already mentioned, Shabbos Nachamu. And it's really called Nachamu after the Haftorah, of course. However, we go into Shabbos, and that is really the greatest Nechama there is. So why is this special particularly? Not only that it's Shabbos of Shabbos Nachamu, but in Parshas Vaschanan, in the Mishnah Torah of the Book of Devarim, Moshe repeats, or reviews, I should say, or gives to the second generation, really, the Aser HaDibros. The first generation heard and received the Aser HaDibros from the Ribbono Shel Olam at Har Sinai, and now before they enter the land, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to ensure that the second generation will hear the Aser HaDibros from him. So the Pasuk tells us in Sefer Devarim, Parshas Vaschanan, this coming, the Shabbos, this Parsha, okay, Devarim Perikei Pasuk Yud Beis. You said you could see my screen, yeah? Okay, what would a shir be if Michal Ritz and not say, could you see my screen? Shamar Siyam HaShabbos HaKadja, you should guard the Sabbath day to keep it holy, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, like the Lord Hashem your God commanded you. So there is a change, because on the first Aser HaDibros in Yisro, in Shemos Perichaf, we have the word Zachar, and in Parshas Vaschon, and in this week's Parsha, we have the word Shamar. So of course, nothing in the Torah is an accident, which I also say almost every single shir, nothing's an accent. So what's the difference between Zachar and Shamar? Why it's the first time it says Zachar, this time it says Shamar, and what do we learn from both? So I have a beautiful new sefer that I've quoted from a couple of times. It's really so tremendous. It's my Rav Aaron Pesed Shlita from Eretz Yisrael. He has Haskamas from Avi Gadol, including Rav Chaim Kanievsky, multiple svarim that he is mechaber. It's called Kol Essen Shabbat Torah. Okay? Call S in Shabbat Torah, where he expounds upon every word S. Now, S is not usually a word in the Torah that we pay so much attention to. We might pay attention to why it says Shamar, not Zachar. We might pay attention to the word Shabbos and what it means. But if you note, in this Pasuk, Shamar S, Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, S always comes to include something. There's a principle of Chazal that when the Torah uses the word S, and the Torah uses the word Gam, Gimel Mem, or S, it's inclusion. Okay? It comes l'rabos, to include something. So this beautiful sefer, Chamisha Chamshei Torah, called Es in Shabbat Torah, comes to expound upon every time the Torah uses the word Es. It's not just a connection word. It's not just a random word. The word Es comes to teach you something. Why doesn't it just say Shamar Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh? That also makes sense. Shamar Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh. What do you need Es? So Es is not a wasted word. So called Es in Shabbat Torah teaches us. It was short, so I, instead of scanning it, I just typed it up for you. You see here, I typed this up. Called Es in Shabbat Torah, Es Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, Berabbeinu Ephraim. So he quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Rabbeinu Ephraim points out the Rosh Tevos. Es Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, Aleph Yud He Lamed, are the Rosh Tevos of Es Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh. You could see I underlined the Rosh Tevos on my screen for you. Osios Elah. Now, I don't know what this word means, but he's going to explain what the word means. Aleph Yud He Lamed, Es Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, spells Aleph Yud Lamed He. So what is this he? What does Elah mean? If anybody's familiar with this word, please post it on the chat. I was not until I prepared this year, but he says that this word is Malchus. Osios Es yom haShabbos kacha the Rosh Tevos osios ila, and this is malchus v'zehu es l'rabos ila. This is why the pasuk says es yom haShabbos kacha to include ila. What is ila? Aleph yod lamed. Hey, I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly. What is this word? It is malchus. So you see that on Shabbos we have this designation of malchus. I'm sorry, 1 second. 10:30 we're aiming for, which means 10:45 we'll pull out. Tzvazor Hashem. Okay. Osios ila malchus. So we have this idea of malchus that there is, Shabbos is a queen, Shabbos is a king, and just like we would prepare for royalty if royalty was coming to our home, just like we would dress for royalty if royalty was coming to our home, so too when the malchus of Shabbos comes to our home, that is how we must prepare, and that's how we must treat Shabbos, like the melech and the malchus that Shabbos is. Furthermore, es means something else. Shamar es yom haShabbos l'kacho. So the first is that it indicates malchus. The second is l'rabos tosefes Shabbos. Oh, Shamar es yom haShabbos l'kacho doesn't just mean guard the Sabbath day itself, the 25 hours from the time of Shkias HaChama to the time of Tzeis HaKochavim. Exactly. There should be a Tosefes Shabbos. You should take a Shabbos a little bit early, by the way, which we all always do. Because we light 18 minutes before Shabbos actually begins, we always have Tosefes Shabbos, whether you light the candles early. Now it's the summer, so many people have a lot of Tosefes Shabbos anyways. But the Rabbos Tosefes Shabbos, don't take Shabbos in the second it comes, and don't take Shabbos out the second you see the three stars in the Shemayim. There should be an idea of Tosefes Shabbos. So according to Kol Es in Shabbat Torah of Aaron Pessin, Es includes, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim actually, this concept of Malchus, Rosh Tevos of Es Yom HaShabbos Sakacho, and also the concept of Tosefes Shabbos. We should be so excited for Shabbos. We should be longing for Shabbos. If anyone read my Parsha post, my Dvar Torah of the week, so I also spoke about Shabbos, actually. I spoke about the difference between Zachar and Shamar, and I presented an idea, perhaps, what we learned. So we should have Tosefes Shabbos, add on to Shabbos. You can't wait for it to come, so you bring it in early. You don't want it to leave, so you take it out later. Okay, now let's go back to Parsha. Oh, I'm talking so fast. I'm so excited to be back in Shir. Now let's talk about Parshas Yisro versus Parshas Ve'eschanan. My tongue too fast? It's okay? Okay. So in Parshas Yisro, remember, there's two different generations here. The generation that heard the first Aseres HaDibros is, when I say first and second, I don't mean that there's two Aseres HaDibros, but the generation that heard the first version, Mipi HaGvura, is not the generation that heard the second version, Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the Yotzei Mitzrayim. These are the Ba'ei Aretz. That whole generation has died. By the time we come to Ve'eschanan, there is no more of the first generation. So there is a difference. Malki says, well, listen fast. I don't think that S is a real translation into English, because the, Zachar S Yom HaShabbos Kacho, remember the, I would say the, T-H-E, is the translation of S into English, but keeping in mind that we're not really supposed to be translating Lashon HaKodesh into English anyway, okay? Malki Sultan says, well, listen fast. Okay, Zachar S Yom HaShabbos Kacho, in Parshas Yisro, we are told to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. For 6 days you should do your work, and for you should do all your labor. And when the seventh day comes, it's a Shabbat of Hashem Melkecha. I've said many, many times that Shabbat means cessation. It's a cessation to Hashem, your God. You should not do any work. You and your sons and your daughters and your manservant and your maidservants and the animals and the convert that's in your midst. Why do you have to be Zachor Yom HaShabbos Kacho? Why? So the Torah gives us a reason. Ki sheishos yamim asa Hashem asa shemayim v'esarts asa yam v'es kosher bam v'yanach b'yam ha-shvi. You should work for 6 days. Sheishos yamim. But on the seventh day you should cease. Yom HaShvi Shabbat. Why should you work and then cease? Because in 6 days Hashem made the heavens and the earth, the seas and all that's in it. By Yonach, by Yom HaShvi. So we have a mitzvah brought down in two different places in the Gemara, and so to Yod Dalet Alef, and in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, to emulate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malhu Af Ata V'Halachta B'Drachav. So too by Shabbos we are really emulating the ways of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we cease. Okay? We are going upstate for Shabbos, for Ezra Hashem. That's what you heard my son asking about time we're leaving. And everyone's telling us, whoever I tell, leave early, leave early, leave early. Shabbos Nachemu, Shabbos Nachemu. So why do you have to cease? Okay. Because you can't leave too late, because if you leave too late and there's too much traffic and it's Shabbos Nachum and you're going upstate, you're going to have to cease driving. And what are you going to do? You're going to be on the side of the road. Where are you going to spend Shabbos? There's an idea of cessation when Shabbos comes. Why? You're emulating the model of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sheishas Yamim Asa Hashem Asa Shamayim Ve'asa Aretz. He worked for 6 days, so you're told, Asisa Kam Lechtecha, God did his work, you could do your work. However, Vayanach Bayam HaShvi'i, the Almighty Kaviyachal, rested on the 7th day. Therefore, what should you do on the 7th day? Yom HaShvi'i Shabbat LaHashem Elokecha. You should also cease. You should also rest. Al Kim Biracha Shabbos Yom HaShabbos Vayikadosh Eyu. Therefore, God blessed the Sabbath day and he sanctified it. The Rashbam. Why did I look up the Rashbam to Parshas Yisrael? Because first I looked up the Rashbam to Parshas Vaschanan, and the Rashbam to Parshas Vaschanan says, oh, go look, I already explained this by Zohar. So I went, I have all my Svarim. If you could see my table, you would see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3. 5 Chumashim, the Ramban, called Essen Shabbatar, Mikros Kudos, of Salvechar, our Shabbos Kodesh Sefer, and Meshachachma. I'm really excited. Baruch Hashem. So, the Rashbam to Parshas Vaschanan, Shamar Yom HaShabbos Kachal, tells you, I already explained this by Zachor Yom HaShabbos Kachal, so I went to look up the Rashbam to Parshas Yisro, Zachor Yom HaShabbos. So what is this concept of Zachor, you shall remember, says the Rashbam, Kol Zechira Ona Al Yamim Shavim. We know the concept of Ona from a woman and her Nida cycle. Ona is a time period. Okay, a time frame. Kol zechira, any time that the Torah uses the word to remember, thou shalt remember zachar, ona al yamim shavu. We're talking about a time period of days past. Now that makes sense. Remember something that happened in the past. So that's what the Rashbam says. Kimo. Now he gives you multiple examples of when you see in the Torah, zachar refers to something, a time period of the past. Zachar yamos olam, binu shnos dar darsh, alvicha v'yagarcha, zakeinecha v'yambulach, banchel elyon goyim, bahafrido b'nei adam. That is a quote from Parshas Ha'azinu. Zachar yamos olam, binu shnos dar darsh. Remember the past. Remember the days of the world. An example. Zachar soyam azeh. Remember the day that you left Egypt in the past. In the past, you left Egypt. So the Rashbam says, when the Torah uses the word zachar, we're referring to something that happened in the past. Zachar al tishkach as asher iktzatas Hashem elkecha b'mibar. One of the shei zachiras. Remember, do not forget how you angered God in the desert. Something in the past. Zachar rachamecha Hashem v'chasadecha ki me'olam hema. Referring to the Ribbono Shel Olam. God, remember your mercy, remember your kindness. They are from forever. Me olam, from the past, from forever. From Brias Ha'olam, you are full of rachamim and chesed. So Zachar, says the Rashbam, kol zechira ona al yamim sha'avu. Anytime the Torah uses the word Zachar, it is a reference to a time period of something that happened in the past. You know, if someone has a job, probably after vacation, they're not happy to go back to work. I don't know, maybe they are. I'm sure people are saving lives are happy to go back to work. But I'm sure that there are many jobs that after a break, they're not so happy to go back to work. They wish the vacation would be extended. One more time off. I'm so happy to be sharing the Rei Torah with you. What is chas? Ki heim chayinu v'arech ameinu v'hem naga yaman v'layla. Avascha al tasir menu l'olamim. I'm so grateful to Ribbono Shel Olam. When I, Baruch Hashem, had a break for a simcha, and I get to come back, it's to the timeless wisdom and eternity of the Torah Kedosha, which fuels every second of every day and gives us chiyus and life. And it's a tremendous chus, and I think the greatest dechama is Shabbos. And it's not only that I'm Baruch Hashem back to teaching, but Davka teaching about Shabbos Kodesh, the day that we wait the whole week for. The day that is giving us a taste of Me'in Olam Haba. The day that's a foreshadowing of Yom Shekula Menucha L'chaye Ha'olam. Chaye Olamim. It's really a chus. Thank you. Wow. Mamash, thank you. Thank you to Hashem. Thank you to our sponsor. Thank you to all of you. Thank you for Shabbos. So let's go back. Really, I'm mamish just overwhelmed with gratitude. I don't feel at all like, oh my gosh, I have to go back. I have to prepare. I have to sit down for an hour and a half with all these farim and figure out what the mefarshim are saying. Hodul Hashem ki tov ki olam chasto. That's just a tangent of what we're really doing here. Going back to the topic. So the Rashban brings you multiple psukim which prove that Zachar in the Torah is referring to something in the past. Okay? Afkan Zachar is Yom HaShabbos. Also here, when the Pasuk says, remember the Sabbath day, Chanu Aserman, S is really the. That's how you translate it. Balamai said it includes many more things than the word the. It includes Malchus in regard to Shabbos, it includes Tosefa Shabbos in regard to Shabbos. So too here, says the Rashban, when the Pasuk says, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos, what are you remembering? Shal Sheshus Yimei Bereshus, you should remember something of the past, that God created the world in 6 days. The 6 days of creation, Kemoshe Mefarsh V'Holech, and that's why he says the pasuk begins in the Aseres HaDibros of Yisrael with the word Zachar and concludes with Bria Sa'olam. It begins with Zachar and it concludes with Kisheishas Yamim Asar Hashem Es Hashemayim V'Esarit Asayam V'Eskosher Bam. That is referring to Maaseh Bereishis. So the introduction is Zachar, and now the Torah is telling you what you must Zachar. What do you have to Zachar? That God created the world, an event of the past. Kemoshe Mefarsh V'Holech Kisheishas Yamim Asar Hashem. That's why the pasuk can begin with Zachar and continue with, because in 6 days God created. Kemosha Amar Khan. Oh, he says, like the Pasuk says, in 6 days Hashem made. V'lefichach nichtav kan zachor. And that's why the Pasuk here says zachor. K'dei l'kajul yoshoves memelacha. You will sanctify it. You will cease from work. And through this action, you'll be emulating God who created and then ceased. Who worked and then rested, and will be remembering my sabrishus. Okay, let us now go to Parshas Ve'eschanan. Okay, that is Parakeh. Oh, that's so nice. Very, very nice. S, Rivka Fuchs just messaged. S is inclusive, which I said, Larabos, call S Vegam Larabos. How do you remember this? Beautiful. S is inclusive, like in English you say the Havdol, excuse me, from A to Z. Okay? I don't know. The Shabbos package includes everything from A to Z, the caterer will tell you. Aleph through Tav. Beautiful. I never heard that before. S is inclusive from Aleph to Tav and everything in between. Beautiful. So S in the Torah is inclusive. It's coming to include something else from A to Z. I never heard that. Very, very nice. The Pasuk says in Parshas Ve'eschanan, which will be laid tomorrow in Beis Knesset, Shamar es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. So clearly you see a difference in that in Yisro Zachor es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, in Devarim, Shamar es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, you should guard the Sabbath day to sanctify it, like the Lord God commanded you. Sheishos Yamim Tavo V'Sisu Kol Melechtecha, for 6 days you should work. This is a command, it's not permission, it's an imperative. For 6 days you must work. By the way, I do not mean Chas V'Shalom to denigrate any other profession. We need everybody. There's a famous story that someone came to the Chavetz Chaim and he said, I've heard Rabbi Zev Lev tell it over on multiple occasions, why do we need all different kinds of Jews? Everyone should be doing the same thing. Everyone should be sitting and learning. Everyone should have the same mehalach. So he said, go ask the Tsar why he needs so many different infantry and foot soldiers and ground men and whatever, sailors in the army. Why can't you just have all one kind of soldier? Everyone should do the exact same thing. The Tsar would tell you it's not an effective way of running the army. We need different people doing different things to be the most effective. So Chalila V'chas, we all benefit from everybody in multiple professions. Everything is important. Everything is contributing to the betterment of society. Everyone has a tafka that is unique. I'm just expressing my personal hakar satov for the tremendous chus of being able to come back after a break to divrei Torah. Obviously, we need therapists, and we need lawyers, and we need grocery stores, and we need the workers in all these places, and we need teachers, Baruch Hashem. I do not mean to chalila v'chas put down any profession. I just am particularly grateful for what I am zocha to be involved in. Okay, V'yam Shvi Shabbos Hashem Elokecha, the 7th day is to the Lord your God. You should not do any work, you and your son, and your manservant, and your maidservant, and your ox, and your donkey, and all of your animals, and the carver that's in your gate, l'man yanuch avdecha v'amascha kamecha, so that your servant and your maidservant shall rest like you. Now, v'zacharta, remember, now we already saw that remember refers to something of the past. So here too it refers to something of the past. Ki Eved Hayisa Beretz Mitzrayim, you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and God took you out of there with a strong hand, with an outstretched arm, and therefore Hashem commanded you to do the Shabbos. So even though you do have the concept of Zechira in the second giving of the Aseres HaDibros, if you will, or the repetition of the Aseres HaDibros, the inclusive phrase with which it begins is the verb Shamor. Okay, so Shamar is the introduction. So now let's look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Rashbam is a pashtan. He is not a midrashic interpretation. He explains to you the pshat of the psukim. The Rashbam says, Shamar Sama Shabbos, Kvar Pei Rashli B'dibras HaRishonim, Lama Ne'emar Kan Zachar V'Kan Shamar. So really, that's where I started. So I went back to the Rashbam in Yisro. I already explained to you by the first Dibros what Zachar means, and it's different than Shamar, and go look it up, which I did. He doesn't really say go look it up. He says, I just explained. But here it says, look, Shamar Sama Shabbos Kacho Ka'ashir Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. When it says Shamar, Ve'aschanan, like God commanded you. If you look, by Zachar, it does not say that. Zachar Sama Shabbos Kacho, period. As opposed to Shamar Sama Shabbos Kacho Ka'ashir Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. So, says the Rashbam, Ka'ashir Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, like the Lord God commanded you, klomer kemoshev mefarish hatam b'dibros harishonim, like the reason is explained by the first dibros, ki sheishos yamim asa Hashem es hashamayim v'sarts. In 6 days, Hashem made the heavens and the earth. Bishvil sheshmira shabesh v'kibur av va'im, guarding the Sabbath, and honoring one's father and mother. Mitzos aseihim, they are positive, thou shall do commandments, imperative to carry out. Also by the Aseret HaDibros, if you would look at the Pesukim in Kabeis Avicha Vesimecha, you will see also Kasher Tzivcha Shemelkecha, like the Lord God commanded you. So he says, because these are mitzvos aseh, the fourth Shabbos and the fifth, honor your parents, of the Dibros are mitzvos aseh. The Pasuk says, Kasher Tzivcha Shemelkecha, like the Lord God commanded you. Aval b'chol shar ha-dibros shenhein asharus lavin. When it comes to all the other Dibros, that they are warnings of thou shall not do, lo tirtzach, lo tinav, lo tignov, lo sana berecha eitshekar, lo tachmod, beis re'echa, v'lo titave, eishas re'echa. When it comes to the other dibros, lo yelecha Elohim achirim alpanai, lo tisa shem v'shem akecha l'shav, they are all lo ta'ase. The yotze min haklal are Shabbos, which is an ase, zachor, you shall do, you shall remember, shamor, you shall do, you shall guard. You shall honor your father and mother. Those are mitzvos aseh. Therefore, it says by them, kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, like the Lord God commanded. But when it comes to all the aseret hadibros, there are warnings of what you shall not do. Ein ra'i la'amar kasher tzivcha. It's not appropriate to say, like Hashem commanded you. Kediktiv, like the pasuk says, the footnote is, this is from Devarim Perek Zayim, Parshas Ekev, mitzavcha hayom la'asosam. When God commands us to do something. We don't have this concept of God commanding us when it comes to thou shalt not do. The pasuk will say, refrain from doing ni'uf. Refrain from, God forbid, you know, murder. Refrain from being a false witness against your friend. But it doesn't say, like, I commanded you, because we're not commanded to do, like God said, ni'uf. We're not commanded to do, like God said, eat on Yom Kippur. So when it comes to the lo ta'aseh, you don't have this concept of kasher tzivcha shemelka. When it comes to the aseh, like Shamar Yom Shabbos Kacho, thou shalt guard the Sabbath to do, therefore you have the inclusion of Kasher Tzivcha Shemelkecha. So he's explaining these words because we know that all words in the Torah are important and none are superfluous, since it's Shamar and not a lo ta'aseh, we include that God commanded you. Okay, let's go to Rabbeinu Bachai. I was like, Mama, so happy when I came across this Rabbeinu Bachai, when I came to the Rabbeinu Bachai, because it applies specifically to the Indian of Shabbos and women. The first paragraph of the Rabbeinu Bachai I understand more than the second. The second one is Kabbalistic. So I do not understand the entire thing. I could have just not included it, but it has, I'm telling you from the outset that I'm not entirely understanding the whole thing, because he says, Al Darcha Kabbalah, but there is still some beautiful thought, so we're going to do the second paragraph anyway. The first one is much easier to understand and relevant to us. So I was really smiling when I was looking in the Mikros Kedos at the different Mefarshim, and look at the Rabbeinu Bachai. Shamar Shema Shabbos HaKadjo, B'dibros Rishonos Amar Zachar. The Kan Shamar, in Yisro it says Zachar, first generation, in Vashchanan, second generation Shamar, the Ha'enyan, I underline this, Kidei L'chayev Es HaNashim B'Kiddush V'Havdalah. He specifically speaks about Shamar as being inclusion of the women in the mitzvos of Shabbos. A woman is Chayev in Kiddush and in Havdalah. Now you might think we're not. You might think we're putter. Why might you think you're putter? Because if I made kiddush last night in a cup of grape juice, kiddush, not bari priya gafen. You're allowed to drink grape juice during the week. If I sat down and I made kiddush on, you know, last night or two nights ago, then I'm not really sanctifying anything. I'm not saying, in fact, it would probably be a bracha of atala and shame Hashem, Maltis Hashem Hashem el kecha l'shav, because it has to be bizman. Now, if kiddush has to be made bizman, what's the problem with that? It falls into the category of mitzvos ase, exactly. That's exactly right. It falls into the category of mitzvos ase shel zman grama. So maybe I should be pater from kiddush. Maybe I don't have to wait for kiddush to eat. Why do I have to wait for kiddush to eat? Why do I have to sanctify the day first? Do the ruchnius elevation before achila, which is gashmius. Maybe I'm pater. No. Shamar ha'inyan kidei l'chayiv es hanashim b'kiddush v'havdalah. It's to obligate the woman in kiddush and havdalah. Afal pi shehein mitzvos ase shel zman grama shanashim turis man. Even though these fall under the classification of time-bound mitzvos, time-bound, I don't like to use the word positive and negative, even though that's how some say translate ase and not ase, even though these are positive. Thou shalt perform commandments that are time-bound, and women are exempt from this category of mitzvos. Nevertheless, v'hukshia zechiras kedusha Shabbos l'shmiras me'malacha, the Torah equated the remembering of the sanctification of the day from being on guard, from not transgressing with work. So the fact that Zachar and Shamar were said b'dibur echad ne'amu, we don't understand what it means. No one could demonstrate what it means. But Zachar and Shamar were said at the same time. And also, Achas Dibre Elokim Shtayim Zushamati, God said it as one word, Kaviachal, whatever that means. We heard Zachar and Shamar. He said Zachar and Shamar at the same time. Why to equate V'huksha Zechiris Kedusha Shabbos L'shmiras Umamalacha? There's an equation, an equality between remembering the sanctity of the Sabbath day to guarding from work. Shahakol musharin ba anashim ve'anashim, to teach you that everyone is warned, both men and women. So we shouldn't come to the mitzvahs of Shabbos and say, I'm pater, I'm a female, I'm in a keva, anashim is pater mitzvahs ashe shel zman grama. Therefore, this is not relevant to me because it's all time bound. I can't do it on the fifth day, I can't do it on the fourth day, I can't do it on the third day. It has to be bound to the seventh day. Oh, if it's time bound, I'm pater. You're not pater. The inyan is the chayiv es hanashim b'kiddush v'havdalah. And therefore, to warn us that everybody is enjoined and warned about keeping Shabbos from A to Z. The lefichach amru, and therefore, Chazal say, Maseches brachos chaf amud beis, kol she yeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'zechira. Whoever is obligated in shmira is obligated in the Zechira. Whoever is obligated in Shamar Soma Shabbos Akacho is obligated in Zachar Soma Shabbos Akacho. Who's obligated in Shamar Soma Shabbos Akacho? Everybody. Therefore, who's obligated in Zachar Soma Shabbos Akacho? Everybody. So if everybody's chayiv in Shmira, Shmira refers to don't make a fire in all your dwelling places on Yom Shabbos. Shmira refers to don't do hotza, caring in a public place. Shmira refers to don't shech the chicken on Shabbos. So if everybody is enjoined and warned about Shamar Shema Shabbos Kacha, so the Gemara says the fact that God said them at the same time teaches you that just like everyone is chayiv in Shmira, whether you're a male or female, a zachar and a keva, a man or a woman, everyone has to keep it. You're not pater. So too by Zechira. That's how we learn women are chayiv in Kiddush. Kiddush is the aspect of Zechira Yom Shabbos Akadjo. It's not a thou shalt not do. It's not a warning not to make a fire, not to do shchita, not to do hotza'a, not to do borer. It's a positive, for lack of a better word right now, mitzvahs ase. So I might think I'm chayiv in shamar, but I'm not chayiv in zachar. So I'm chayiv not to do borer, and I'm chayiv not to do tochin when I dice my Israeli salad, but I'm not chayiv in shamar. I don't have to make kiddush because it's time bound. No. Whoever is muzhar in shamar is also muzhar in zachar. The Rebbeinu Chai is quoting the Gemara. Vahani nishay ho il visna bishmira isna bizhira. Since vahainu nashay ho il, since women are isnu bishmira, obligated in shmira, lo ta'ase, isnu bizhira, they are also obligated in zhira. And that's how we learn that even the mitzvos ase shahazman grama of Shabbos are applicable to women and we're not potter. So no, you cannot. You finished davening Shabbos morning and you did not have kiddush yet, or you didn't hear kiddush yet. You can't eat. So time bound mitzvah. Too bad. You didn't hear Kiddush and you're hungry Friday night and you didn't have time to eat and you were busy the whole day and you finished Kabbalah Shabbos and maybe Daven Arvis in honor of Shabbos, but there's no Kiddush. You can't eat. Why do I have to wait? It's a specific time. Because if you're chayv in Shmiras Yom HaShabbos Kacho, you're also chayv in Zachos Yom HaShabbos Kacho. And that's what we learn from God declaring them at the same time. Everyone who's obligated in one is obligated in the other. So we're obligated in the Zechira of Shabbos when it comes in, Kiddush, when it goes out, Havdalah. Those are both time bound. Kniyasaso, it comes in at a specific time. Yitziyaso, it leaves at a specific time. But if women are chayv in Shamar, which we are, then we're also chayv in Zachar. V'darshu azal v'zachar v'shamar b'dibur echonamu. And that's one of the reasons why Chazal darshan from the idea that Zachar and Shamar are said in one statement, in one declaration. 1 second. Right. That's right, like an asi is an active thou shall do command, and a lo tase is thou shall not do, refrain. Okay, val darcha kabbalah. So I'm telling you at the outset, I did not understand every word of this, or I shouldn't say that, I did understand the words. I didn't understand the entire concept of this Kabbalistic drash that the Rebbeinu B'chai is bringing us, but he brings us something beautiful that I never contemplated or saw before, therefore I'm going to share with you. 1 second, I have to get up for a minute. Sorry, I just wanted to turn on the extra kitchen AC. Even when I sit when I'm teaching, it's like a workout. So I just wanted to turn on the extra AC. Okay, let's go. Al derech haKabbalah b'dibur echad namru. Now, Kabbalistically, what does it mean, b'dibur echad namru? God declared these two statements in one statement. Ki hu ha'adon shabo harachamim. God is the master, and in the master is mercy. V'histakel. And you should contemplate. Ki b'din hu sheyizker b'Torah Zachar u'b'mishna Torah Shamar. By law, the translation's my own, and it's Kabbalistic. So it's the din. It's appropriate. It's the law. It's the din. That in the Torah, Parshas Yisro, Shamos, it should say Zachar. And in b'mishna Torah, in Moshe Rabbeinu's own words, Mishna Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu's own words, Ela ha-devarim asher diber Moshe al kol Yisrael bar'avas marav, Mosuf, Bein Parim, V'tofel, Di Lavan, V'chatzeros, I said a little bit out of order. Okay, so the din is that by God's words, it should say Zachar. And by Moshe Rabbeinu's words, it should say Shamar, Ki kein timsa sheyazkir tamid b'Torah Hashem ha-miyuchad. Because so you will find that it will mention consistently in the Torah. When he says Torah, he means the first four books, the Shem ha-miyuchad, God's designated name. B'mishna Torah, but in Moshe Rabbeinu's book, Sefer Devarim, Yazkir le'olam Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Elokechem. When Moshe Rabbeinu refers to God in Mishnah Torah, he combines Hashem Elokechem, Hashem Elokecha, Rachamim and Din. Hashem is Rachamim. Elokechem, Elokecha is Din, Kiloshon Aseres HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Like in the Aseres HaDibros, it says, I am the Lord God. He uses both these, Hashem Elokecha. V'hu Shabar Shamayim Va'aretz. And Hashem Elokecha is the one who created the heavens and the earth. And so you will find by creation, by the way, this pasuk, Parashas Perek Beis Pasuk Dalet, is the first pasuk that immediately follows. Vayir vayhi boker yom hashishi. Vayir vayhi yom hashishi. My mind is drawing a blank. I'm drawing a total blank. That's Perek Aleph Pasuk Lamed Aleph of Bereshis, and then we move into Bereshis Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph. Vayichul Hashemayim Varetz V'chol Tzvam. Vayichalikim B'yamashim Malachter Asher Asa. Vayivarachim B'yamashim V'akadesh Oso. The next Pasuk is Eila Todos Hashemayim Varetz B'hi Baram. So this Pasuk that Rabbeinu B'chai now quotes is the first Pasuk right after we're commanded about Shabbos by Maisa Bereshis. V'chein Timtza B'briyas Ha'olam, and so you will find by B'briyas Ha'olam B'hi Baram. Bereshis Perek Beis Pasuk Dalet, Behei Baram. Rashi quotes this on the Chumash. What does it mean? God created the world Behei Baram with the letter Hey. He created everything in the Shemayim and Arts. Now that Hey, Chazal Darshan. What does the Hey mean? Behei Baram. God created the world with Hey. What's Hey? Hey is five in Gematria. So VaTorah Nitna B'Chamisha Kolos. The Torah was given in five voices or five utterances. corresponding to the five books of Torah. Furthermore, Behei Bar'am, V'cheina Olam Nivra B'sheishas Yamim, the world was created in 6 days, V'atorah Neina B'sheisha B'sivan, and the Torah was given on 6 Sivan. Again, this is Kabbalistic. I told you from the outset, I don't understand all the concepts that he is teaching, and I could have just skipped over it. But there's some important things here, and therefore we're still going through it. V'atorah Neina B'sheisha B'sivan, the Torah furthermore was given on the 6th of Sivan. U'briyas Ha'olam Timtza B'maisa B'reishas. This is really what I found the most interesting. Maybe because I could understand it the most. Ubrias olam timtza b'maisa b'reishis lamid beis pa'amim elokim. So I did not have time to go back to Perek Aleph of b'reishis. This year took about an hour and a half to prepare, 45 minutes. And I didn't have time to go back and count. But Rabbeinu Bechaya says that by maisa b'reishis in Perek Aleph, you only find the word elokim. When God created the world, you go look through the whole paragraph, you're going to see one name of God, Elohim. He says that it's written 32 times, Lamed Beis Pa'amim. V'atorah tatchil b'beis, v'tisayim b'lamed. The Torah begins with Bereshis Bar Elohim, the Torah begins with a beis. The Torah ends with L'enei Kol Yisrael, it ends with a lamed. Very famous, that the opening letter is a beis. The final letter is a lamed, which spells leif. You roll it together like a scroll, the Torah is the heart of the nation. And he says, which I never saw is brought down anywhere before, that 32 times corresponding to Lev, the name Elohim is mentioned by Briyas HaOlam, which is beautiful. V'chol zelehit bonein, kimisha bar ha'olam natan lanu esotar v'havenza. You should understand this. And all this comes to teach you. You should understand that he who created the world also gave us the Torah. V'havenza, you should understand. But I really love this concept that Elohim, Shem Elohim, 32 times by Maisa Bereshis, 32 times is the heart of the nation, 32 times is how, 32, not 32 times, 32 times the name Elohim is used. Lamed Beis is the heart of the nation. Lamed Beis are the bookends of Torah, because the Torah is the lave of the nation, and this is expressed in the lave Kaviyacha that God put into the world when he created it. So I thought that was beautiful. Now we come to a Ramban. I saw this Ramban reference in the Mesha Chachma, which is one of the Sfarim that's sitting in front of me. I saw this Ramban reference to the Mesha Chachma on Parshas Vaschara, Rav Meir Simcha Koimi Devinsk. The Mesha Chachma just notes, references this Ramban from Vayikra, Parshas Emor. So I went to look up the Ramban, which is right here. This is an amazing Ramban. What are we supposed to be doing all day on Shabbos? What's the purpose of Shabbos? In Vayikra, Parshas Emor, the Pasuk says, the Torah goes through the calendar, oh my gosh, I have to finish this. Right? The Bereshem El Moshe Lemer. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, "Daber al bnei Yisrael leimer, speak to the children of Israel saying, b'chodesh hashvi be'echad chodesh, on the seventh month, on the first of the month, which isn't so far away, yalacham Shabbos, on zikron trua mikol kodesh." We're talking about Rosh Hashanah, zikron trua, calling of holiness, but he uses the word Shabbason. Yom Kippur is also Shabbat Shabbaton. Shemitah is Shabbason, a Shabbos, Shabbat la'aretz, Shabbat la'Hashem. By these concepts of days of holiness or a year of holiness, the Torah uses the designation of Shabbason. What do we learn from this? This is a much lengthier Ramban. You could go look it up. I only brought you this one excerpt where he explains a mechilta, what is the concept of Shabbason in regard to Shabbos and Yom Tov. What are we supposed to be doing all day on Shabbos? Vinira. So he quotes the Mechilta first. Okay, it's the Ramban to Vayikra, Chaf Gimel, Chaf Dalet. It's 39. Hashem will stop the clock and give us Kritzas Adarach. V'nira, it appears, Shehamedrash Hazel Lomer, this Mechilta comes to teach you, what's the concept of Shabbason? Shenitztavinu min HaTorah, Lios lanu Menucha B'yom Tov, Afilu Midvarim She'enon Malacha. Listen carefully. De'oraisa. Shabbos looks very different than the Shabbos we keep today. I've heard Rabbi Shai Shaflo say a couple of times, not recently, but in years past, he said that if Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe recently, actually, I heard him say it again, if Moshe Rabbeinu would come to our day and age, he would not even recognize Shabbos. De'oraisa, so many of the things that we refrain from, so many of the malachos that we refrain from, are de'oraisa permitted. The Chachamim came and made many gedarim about what we're not allowed to do. They derived from the Av Malacha, further Malachas we're not allowed to do. Rabbi Shai Shaftu says, Beferesh, if Moshe Rabbeinu would come and see our Shabbos, he would not even know what it is, Kaviyachal. Just to give us an example, Shabbos Do Raisa is totally different than the Shabbos we keep, which has so many derabbanan. We have been commanded from the Torah that we should have rest on Yom Tov, even from things that are not biblically classified as work. You should not be busy and working with tircha all day. These are things that are permitted from the Torah. It's permitted from the Torah to measure the produce, and to weigh the fruit, the hamtachos and the metals, the lamalei hachavios yayin, and fill the barrels with wine, the lifnos hakelim ha'avanim mibayis the bayis umimakom the makom, and to move the stone kelim, the stone vessels, from house to house, from place to place. If you've got excavation sites in Israel, we were zochah to be there Pesach, Baruch Hashem, you'll see that the excavation sites, all the kelim that they find are made out of stone. The mortar and pestle, the olive press, de'oraisa, these are not considered malacha. You're allowed to be measuring the produce, to weigh the fruits, the metals, fill the barrels with wine, move the kalim of stone from this house to that house. You know, your friend needs the kli of stone to, pour some oil into. So you move it from place to place. And let's say you're talking about a city that's surrounded by a wall, and they lock the gates at night. Again, to understand this, you really have to go to excavation sites in Eretz Yisrael and see a walled city and the entrance to the gates. Like I saw in Quebec, Kayafa in summer 2019, it's mind-blowing. The city had gates, and there was an entrance, and it was locked at night. Why? Because of invaders. If you have a city like that, you amusim al hachmorim va'af hayayin. One second, I want to translate this correctly for you, even though, of course, I reviewed it already. People could. Oh, it's a paraphrase from Nehemiah. Load donkeys and even wine, grapes and figs, and every burden they would bring on the festival day. So if it's a city that's walled and there are gates, you amusim al chamorim, they would load the donkeys, va'af yayin, they would load up the wine, va'anavim, and they would load grapes, v'te'enim, they would load figs, v'chol masay, yaviyu b'yom tov, they would bring every load and every burden on Yom Tov. V'yu hashuk malei l'chol mikach, the shuk, the marketplace, would be full of business dealings, umimkar, and selling, v'tiyu achanus pesucha, the stores would be open, v'hachenvani makiv, and the store, it sounds like Pirkei Avos, maybe he's paraphrasing stylistic, paraphrasing Pirkei Avos. I don't have time to be drinking right now. The stores would be open for all kinds of business dealing. The hachanvani makif, the shopkeeper would extend credit. The hashulchanim al shulchanam, and the money changers would be there by their tables. The hazu havim lifneim, and the gold would be before them. Again, it sounds shocking to us. Shocking. I've heard Rabbi Shai Shaftu say it a few times. Moshe Rabbeinu would not recognize our Shabbosos. The Ramban says, all these things, de'oraisa, no one leave here and get the wrong idea, chalila b'chas, we're all smarter than that. De'oraisa, these things are permitted on Shabbos. V'yopu alim mashkimin l'malachtam, and the workers would wake up early to go to work. The sun rises and they wake up early to load up the donkeys with the wine. It's a walled city. The doors are locked at night. There's no inyan of hotzah because it's all considered one domain. So I'm going to the marketplace. I have to wake up with the crow of the rooster. I'm noticing the sach vivino, lavchim beram veina. I have to wake up with the crow of the rooster to get to work. Umaskirin atzman kichol, like socher. They would do their business, hire themselves out like it's a weekday. For these kind of matters and things like them. So what would happen to the quality of Shabbos? What would it be with the time of Shabbos? The husu hayamim matovim va'afilu haShabbos atzma. So this concept of Shabbos, on the Ramban says, cessation from all of this is not only referring to the yamim tovim, va'afilu haShabbos atzma, shebechol zeh ein bem mishum malacha. Lakach amator Shabbason. When it comes to the Yamim Tovim and Shabbos, de'oraisa, these things are mutter. So the Torah needs a special statement, a special declaration, a special mitzvah, a special command to be Shabbat, cease from these things. Even though de'oraisa, they're mutter, they're not in the spirit of the day. It would end up being like a weekday. Lakach amator Shabbason. Shia yam shavisa u'minucha. Lo yom torach. You have to work, no pun intended or pun intended, to make sure that Shabbos is a day of cessation and rest. It should not be a day of tircha, even though it's permitted to oraisa. If it's a walled city and they lock the gates at night, it's all one private domain. It's not a public domain. So you want to load up your donkey with wine and you want to weigh the fruits and you want to go to the marketplace and the shopkeeper will do a credit. I'll come back tomorrow and pay you. And the money changers will be at their table. What is this? This is not how we know Shabbos. Therefore, the Torah comes along and says, according to the Mechilta and the Ramban's translation, explanation of the Mechilta, Yelachem Shabbason. Make it into a Shabbason. Even though these things are mutter de'oraisa, what would Shabbos be? It would be kechol. It would be like a weekday. And therefore, even though ein bahem yishu malacha, l'kach amar Torah Shabbason, shehiya yom shevisa u'menucha, lo yom torach. You have to make sure that you make Shabbos a day of cessation and rest, not a day of tircha. V'zehu perush tov v'yafeh. And this is a very nice and beautiful explanation, says the Ramban. So we started in Devarim Shamar. We did call Essen Shabbat Torah, two pshatim. Then we went to Shemo Zachar. We did the Rashbam, time period, remembering, past. Then we went to look at the Pesukim in Devarim. We went to the Rashbam, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. What does that mean? We learned very importantly in the Rabbeinu Bechaya about woman being obligated, even though it's Mitzvah Asher Shazman Grama. And finally, we finished with a beautiful Ramban, that even though these things are Mutter De'oraisa, Shabbason, make it into the day of Shavisa and Menucha, not a day of Tircha. And the first and final lesson, S includes Aleph through Tav, is the beauty of Torah. And no matter what else we are doing in our lives, Torah is the constant from which we shall never, ever cease. Ashreinu, matov chalkeinu, umanaim goraleinu. I truly thank our share sponsor so very much for this tremendous chus. I hope it elevates everybody Shabbos Nachamu, because the greatest nechama is Shabbos Kodesh. Have a wonderful 2 weeks. Besuras tovas to all. Good Shabbos. Kol tov and thank you.